The latest reports have the Thompson Ridge Fire in the Hemez at 13,000 acres. More than 1,000 personnel are on scene, with 3 air tankers and 6 helicopters among the resources deployed. Containment has grown to 10%. The Tres Lagunas Fire west of Pecos is at 10,000 acres, with containment now at 34%. 973 firefighters are on scene there. Meanwhile, FEMA has approved a fire management assistance grant for battling that blaze. The grant provides for paying 75% of costs, with the state paying the remaining 25%. The Democratic Party of Santa Fe is calling for a boycott of Whole Foods stores because 2 Albuquerque employees were temporarily suspended for speaking Spanish with each other while at work. But there are conflicting comments from Whole Foods about whether or not the action represents company policy. A local Whole Foods manager told KSFR News that there is no such policy. But a regional manager for the company told other media outlets that Whole Foods does require English to be spoken while employees are working. The Martinez administration has overturned another environmental rule. Appointed members of the State Oil and Gas Conservation Commission have replaced some of the requirements in the so-called PIT rule with less restrictive provisions. The New Mexican says they called the previous rule cumbersome for oil and gas developers. The PIT rule was put in place to capture wastewater and sludge in pits lined with plastic to prevent their seeping into the water supply. Mayor David Koss says he's disappointed that Attorney General Gary King won't affirm the legality of same-sex marriage in New Mexico. Koss had argued that it must be legal since the state constitution is silent on the sexes of people getting married. But the Attorney General says current law is so vague that he can't give a formal opinion.
We cannot state definitively that state law currently permits same-sex marriage. And so therefore we're cautioning the county clerks against issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples before the courts have decided the issue or until the legislature changes the law.
Another city councilor has announced a run for mayor of Santa Fe next year. Chris Rivera, a former Santa Fe fire chief who was elected to his District 3 council seat last year, now joins colleagues Bill Dimas and Patty Boucher in vying for the city's top post. Rivera says he will use public financing for his mayoral run, just as he did in running for council. $60,000 is provided by the city for mayoral candidates. Pop music star Justin Bieber has joined a growing list of celebrities who have paid $250,000 to ride into space on a Virgin Galactic flight out of New Mexico's Spaceport America, likely next year. Virgin's Richard Branson congratulated Bieber on his reservation via a Twitter posting. Actors Ashton Kutcher and Leonardo DiCaprio have previously signed up for flights. Weather for Santa Fe, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and a 40% chance for afternoon thundershowers. That decreases to 20% this evening. Both Saturday and Sunday will be warmer with highs in the mid-80s and just a slight chance for an afternoon shower. By Monday, a dry and hot pattern will establish with highs in the 90s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.